Chapter is called the story of Stokum.
不打扰
A tish test One should practice
一个人应当练习
Vritim, the occupation
职业
Marukarim, of the bumblebee
蜜蜂
Muni, a saintly person
一位圣人
Stokam stokam grishat grasam deho vatetayavata grihan ahimsan atishtet vittim maru karim muni Stokam stokam grishat grasam deho vatetayavata grihan ahimsan atishtet vittim maru karim muni Stokam stokam grishad grasam deho varte te yavata grihan ahimsan atishtet vrittim maru karim muni. Okay? Translation. A saintly person should accept only enough food to keep his body and soul together. He should go from door to door accepting just a little bit of food from each family. Thus he should practice the occupation of a bumblebee.
Even 从每一档练习蜜蜂的职业
That means like a honeybee, you know, they go to so many flowers, they just touch it and go away and they get something.
是蜜蜂啊，它从一个花朵跳到另一个花朵， 它只每一朵花采一点点。
Normally they don't stay.
一般它不会在一朵花停留
Purport Sometimes a bumblebee is attracted by the extraordinary aroma of a particular lotus flower and lingers there neglecting his usual activity of flying from flower to flower Unfortunately at sunset the lotus flower closes and thus the infatuated bumblebee is trapped Similarly a sannyasi or brahmachari may discover excellent food is available at a particular house. Therefore, instead of wandering from place to place, he may become a veritable resident of such a wealthy house. Thus, he will become bewildered by the illusion of family life and fall down from the platform of renunciation. Also, if a mendicant takes unfair advantage of the Vedic custom of charity and takes too often from a single family, in resentment, he causes might disturb the social order.
要指有生蜜蜂被某种莲花奇特的芳香吸引，止足不前，忘了一朵花挨一朵花采蜜的日常活动。日落时分，莲花合拢，痴迷的蜜蜂不幸被困。同样 ，sannyasi 或 brahmachari 可能会发现某家有美味佳肴，于是成为丰衣足食之家的常客，不再从一处漫游至另一处。如此，他将被家居生活的幻象所困，从气绝的层面上堕落下来。倘若乞丐滥用维达卡，频繁接受母家的布施，那么他将引起的怨愤将扰乱社会秩序。
OK。An ideal sage should, like the bumblebee, travel from place to place, but he must be careful not to become a chubby bee by going to many houses and eating sumptuously at each house.Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that such a chubby bee will undoubtedly become entangled in Maya. No one should be overstuffed belly. No one should be overly attached to the gratification of his tongue, because that will lead to an overstuffed belly and then uncontrollable lust. In conclusion, one should not endeavor very much for material sense gratification,but should instead endeavor strenuously to accept the glories of the Supreme Lord Krishna. This is the proper use of human energy.
理想的圣人应当像蜜蜂一样从一处行至另一处，但是他必须小心谨慎，切莫成为挨家挨户饱食每餐的圆胖蜜蜂。Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sasataku 说，毋庸置疑，这样一只丰满圆润的蜜蜂纠缠在玛雅的罗网中，人不该过分依附一己舌头的享乐，因为这会导致腰肥肚大，滋生不可控制的色欲。总之，人不该过分追求物质感官享乐，而应该竭尽全力传播至尊主 Krishna 的荣耀，这才是善用人的精力。
Okay.Okay, I read this one last time.
Yes.
Okay. Anubhyascha Mahadbhyascha Shastrebhya Kushalo Nara Sarvatat Saram Adadyat Pushpebhya Iva Satpada Anubhyascha Mahadbhyascha Shastrebhya Kushalo Nara Sarvatat Saram Adadyat Pushpebhya Iva Satpadaha Anebhyascha Mahabhyascha Shastrebhya Kushalo Nara Sarvatat Saram Adadyat Pushpebhya Iva Satpadaha. Words. Anebhya, from the smallest.
从最小的
Cha and
和
Mahadya from the greatest
从最大的
Cha and
以及
Also, Sastrebhya, from religious scriptures.
从宗教的经典
Kushala, intelligence.
是有智慧的
Nara, a man.
一个人
Sarvata, from all.
从所有的
Saram, the essence
精髓
Adadyat, without, should take
应当接受
Puspebhya, from the flowers
从花朵
Iva, like
像
Satpada, the bump
蜜蜂。
Just like the bumblebee takes nectar from all flowers, big and small, an intelligent human being should take the essence from all religious scriptures.
一般，就像蜜蜂采集所有大小鲜花的花蜜，智者应当汲取所有为宗教经典的精髓。
Report. In human society, the original knowledge is called Veda. An essential part of Veda.Or knowledge is Krishna consciousness. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Vedaisya Sarvairahameva Veda. From the bumblebee, an intelligent person should learn the art to take the essence and nectar from all knowledge. A bumblebee does not waste time trying to carry away an entire bush or garden. It takes the essential nectar. We may thus study the difference between the bumblebee and the ass who carries heavy loads.Education does not mean to become an intellectual ass carrying heavy loads of useless knowledge. Rather, one should accept the essential knowledge that leads to eternal life of bliss and understanding.
要指人类社会的原始知识叫韦达经，而韦达或知识的精华部分则是 Krishna 之觉，正如 Bhagavad Gita 15.15 说。Vedaischa Savayaham Heva Vedya 从蜜蜂身上智者应当学会吸取所有知识的精华或甘露蜜蜂不浪费时间试图运走整个丛林整座花园而是取走甘露精华如此我们可以研究蜜蜂和负重的驴子的不同之处教育并非使人成为一头活着无用知识之重负的驴子相反人应当接受引人获得充盈喜乐与知识的永恒生命的知识精髓
Om Agana Timirandasya Ganagana Shalakaya Chaksu Unmilitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadam Shikam Na Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale ShrimatiBhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Desatarine Panchakalpa Charuvyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaha These are basically instructions for everybody, but specifically for monks and sannyasis.
这个教导呢，基本上是给每一个人的教导，但是特别是适用于那些和尚或者是托钵僧。
Because they live by begging, and so they should do this. So it's called madhukari. They just take a little bit.
他们会乞讨为生，但是他们应当采用 madhukari， 就是像蜜蜂的那种乞讨。
And they only go to a few houses, a certain number. And if they get nothing, they leave it at that for the day. They just take that as the will of the Lord.
他们会从几家当中乞讨。如果他们得到多少呢？他们就知足了。
But anybody who is interested in spiritually advancing has to minimize his material life.
任何对物质生活感兴趣、灵性生活感兴趣的人，都应当就是减少物质的所求。
If a householder thinks I have a lot of money, I have a good business, and I can eat as much as I want, I can go to any restaurant, he'll be in trouble. His mind will be very disturbed, his health will be bad.
如果他认为啊，我有钱，我可以，我的生意不错，我可以去饭馆搓饭，那么他就有麻烦了，他的心意会受到打扰，他的健康也会有问题。
So if you get in the countryside where there's flowers, if you see the bees coming, they barely touch the flower. They don't stay around. But they catch something, whatever it is that they need, they get it. They move to the next one, the next one.
如果你去就是乡村，会观察到就是蜜蜂采蜜的时候的，他们几乎就不会触碰到这个花朵，而且很快就跳开，他们只是拿起走他们所需要的。
But it says sometimes there's certain lotus flowers with very wonderful smell, and they stay there.
有的时候呢，有的莲花那芳特别的芳香，然后就引得蜜蜂呢就流连忘返。
But the lotus flower, when it gets sunset, they close up. But sometimes a bee becomes trapped and you can't get out and you die in the night.
有的睡莲呢，它一到傍晚的时分呢，它就会合拢，所以这样的蜜蜂呢，它就出不去了，就死在这个睡莲里。
So that's how they catch monkeys.
他们抓猴子也是一个道理。
They get a clay pot with a hole in the top that's big enough for the monkey's hand to go in.
人们会用一个陶罐，这个陶罐呢，它的口径就是只是猴子能够把手伸进去。
It's a heavy pot.
这个陶罐特别沉。
So they put some banana or something the monkey likes inside their pot.
放上猴子喜欢的香蕉等。
So the monkey reaches in and grabs that banana, but then when his hand is like this, it won't fit out.
这猴子伸手去勾香蕉，但是呢，他的手就是出不来了。
So he can't get his hand out from the pot, it's a heavy pot, and you're able to capture him, he can't run.
这个陶罐特别的沉，那个猴子呢，抽不出手来，就此就被擒获。
So like that, we can get entangled. It's very easy to get into Maya, but not so easy to get out. So one has to be very careful.
这样一来呢，我们就可能纠缠在里面，进去容易出来难。
You trap fish in a similar way. There's a big opening and it gets smaller and smaller. But the fish can go through, but somebody can't get out.
有抓鱼的渔网也是那种的，就是它的口径很小，鱼进去以后呢，它就不知道从哪出去了。
So we should go for the essence of the Vedas. We can't possibly read all the Vedas.
我们应当去取得伟达经的精髓。我们不可能伟达经都读遍了。
Lord Brahma can do that, but we can't do that.
主 Brahma 可以做到，我们做不到。
But Krishna saves us, and that's why he spoke Bhagavad Gita again, it's like this 5,000 years ago. Vedaisya Sarvaya Ahameva Veda. I am the compiler of the Vedas. I am the knower. I am the goal of the Vedas. Everything is Krishna. So we just have to study Krishna. We don't have to worry about the rest of the Vedas.
所以 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》当中，在五千年前，他讲出了薄伽梵歌。薄伽梵歌就是伟达经的精华，他就说我是伟达经的编撰者，我是伟达经的目标和要认识的目标。
So we have the essence. The holy name is also the essence. In all the Vedic, the essential thing is to chant the holy name of Krishna. That's the ultimate teaching of all the Vedas.
圣名也是精华，伟达经的精华，伟达经就是教我们要唱诵圣名。
So also we don't need to study just to know a lot to be a gyani. That's so many, even devotees, they think I'll just study all the books and I'll take all the courses and I'll know more than everybody else. That's not the only purpose. Just to know something.
同样的就是适用于学习方面，就包括奉献者也是，他们读很多很多的书，上各种各样的课程，然后他不知道目的是什么了。
听不到声音了。Hare Krishna.
Yes, coming. Education did not mean to become an intellectual ass, donkey, carrying heavy loads of useless knowledge. Rather, one should accept the essential knowledge that leads to an eternal life of bliss and understanding.
教育并非使人成为一头驴。驮着无用知识重负的驴子，相反，人应接受，引人获得充盈喜乐与知识的永恒生命的知识精髓。
At the present time, people generally have a sectarian concept of religion, and yet there is no specific understanding of the absolute truth. Such complacent, dogmatic, sectarian religionists can certainly learn something from the example of the honeybee given in this verse.
时下人们通常持有宗派主义概念，而对绝对真理缺乏科学了解。这些沾沾自喜、固执己见、大搞宗派的宗教家，一定能从本师姐给出的蜜蜂的例子获益。
Okay, that's a nice quote, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go to the next verse. Therefore, even the name of Lord Krishna, one should collect only what he can immediately engage in practical devotional service. Otherwise, one will fall down to the platform of ordinary greediness.
Now you are reading the purport?
Yeah, number 11. I missed some of it, I think, though. Okay, yeah, I missed. I missed. Number 11, I have to read it. The saintly person should not think, this food I will keep to eat tomorrow, tonight, and other food I will save for tomorrow. In other words, saintly person should not store food acquired by begging. Rather, he should use his own hands as his plate and eat whatever fits on him. This only storage container should be his belly, and whatever conveniently fits in his belly should be his stock of food. Thus, one should not imitate the greedy honeybee who eagerly collects more and more honey.
世界十一一文，圣人不该想着我把这份食物留到晚上吃，剩下的再留到明天。也就是说，圣人不该储存乞讨来的食物，相反，他应该以手当盘，吃放在手上的。他唯一的储存容器应当是他的肚腹，轻松喂进肚子里的该是他的储存的粮食。因此，人不该模仿急切采集更多花蜜的贪婪蜜蜂。
There are two types of bees, bumblebees, who collect flower nectar from flowers but do not make honey, and honeybees who manufacture honey in the beehive. This verse refers to the honeybees. The greedy honeybee eventually collects so much honey that he is trapped in his own hive. In the same way, a materialistic person becomes trapped under the burden of unnecessary material accumulation. One who is interested in making spiritual progress should avoid such a situation, however.
Yao指有两种蜜蜂，一种采集花蜜，另一种在蜜蜂巢穴里酿蜜。这节是说的是第二种蜜蜂，贪婪的蜜蜂采集的花蜜多的把它困在蜂巢里，同样，物质主义者被多余的物质积累压得喘不过气。致力于灵性进步的人应该避免这种情形。
One who is interested in making spiritual progress should avoid such a situation. However, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta points out that for the purpose of spreading Krishna consciousness, one may accumulate unlimited money and material opulence. This is called Yukta Vairagya, or using everything in the service of Krishna. the saintly person who is unable to work in Krishna Lord Chaitanya's mission should practice austerities and collect only what he can hold in his hands and belly.
致力于其他灵性进步的人应该避免这种情形。然而，为了巴克提斯丹的萨萨提塔库指出，为了传播Krishna之解，人可以积累无穷无尽的金钱和物质富裕，这叫做Yukta Vairagya。把一切用来服务Krishna，未能参与到主Chaitanya使命当中的圣人，应当苦行，只收集他的手和肚腹能容纳的食物。
However, one who has given his life to Krishna may collect unlimitedly on Lord Krishna's behalf. In fact, without acquiring material opulence, how is it possible to spread the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world? But if one tries to personally enjoy the funds or facilities acquired from missionary activities of the Krishna conscious movement, he commits the greatest offense. Therefore, even in the name of Krishna, Lord Krishna, one should collect only what he can immediately engage in practical devotional service. Otherwise, one will fall down to the platform of ordinary goodness.
以将毕生献给Krishna的人可以代表主Krishna无限量的搜集，实际上若不搜集物质富裕，怎么能把Krishna之间用传播到全世界呢？但是人如果试图把用来传播Krishna之间用的募集到的资金和设施私吞，就在做最大的冒犯。因此，即使以Krishna的名义召集募捐，也应当把他力所能及募集来的 立即用到实际的奉献服务中，不然会堕落到贪得无厌的地步。
So devotee equal in happiness, seeker in game and fame, gain and loss, all that's in the Bhagavad Gita. And then these stories help us to understand how we see how people can live in that kind of condition.
无论在快乐、忧伤当中，得失面前，人都应当保持平和，就不加放阿，就是证实了这一点。人应当明白这些道理，然后运用到生活中。
I'm going to go to the next verse. Sayantanam swastanum va na sangvinita bhikshuta mokshika eva sangriham sahatena vinashati. A mendicant should not even collect food to eat later in the same day or the next day. If he disregards this injunction, he will be like a honeybee, collects more and more, even though all that will kill his wing. That's pretty spread out.
世纪十二，译文：圣洁的乞丐甚至不该为了当晚或次日去收集食物。如果他对这一训语置若罔闻，像蜜蜂似的
Therefore, the word Brahmara refers to the bumblebee who wanders about from flower to flower, collecting as much nectar as he needs. And the Makshika, the honeybee who accumulates more and more honey, and the honeybee with the beehive with great attachment. The saintly mendicant should be like the Brahmara. Because if he imitates the Mokshika, he his spiritual consciousness will be ruined. This point is so important that it's repeated in this list.
要指 Brahmara 指的是从一朵花飞向另一朵花的蜜蜂。Makshika 指的是执着的在蜜蜂窝蜂巢里积累越来越多蜜花蜜的蜜蜂。神圣的乞丐应该像 Brahmara 蜜蜂，因为如果他模仿蜜蜂，他的灵性世界必毁于一旦，这点至关重要。本世界一再强调。
Excuse me, I had to have a little break. So this is something like in the Bhagavatam and the Damodar Leela, it talks about Nalakuvara and Manigriva, how they had too much because they had a lot of money and they could enjoy their senses too much. Then they got in trouble. So the same thing, it's warning, it's better to just have what you need. And of course, if Krishna makes you rich, you can use it all for distributing prasadam, not for eating more. And build temples instead of building yourself a bigger house like that. You know?
其实在当代二十小时光当中的Nalakuvara和 Manigriva 他们就展示了这一点。人不应当把搜集来的呢就是应用尽情的享受。否则的话就有麻烦了，他只应当搜集就是他所需的。如果有多余的钱财呢，可用来派发普沙的，而不是用来自己吃的，吃掉这些普沙的。如果有多余的钱财可以用来建庙，而不是自己享受一所大房子。
So of course, very few of us are living by begging door to door. Even the monks nowadays, it's hard to do that. However one is living, if he's a millionaire, we should take only what we need to keep the body and soul together. Not eat too much. Not eat too little either. Nothing artificial. Just take whatever is required. Tena tektena boon vita. That's our quota.
那现代的和尚呢，也都不再是采用这种生活方式了。无论是百万富翁也好呢，还是他也只应该去吃掉他所需的，让他的躯体和灵魂在一起。
So I wonder if we have any questions coming in.
No.那我们现在看一下有什么问题吗？那Maharaj, can I ask a question?
Yes, please.
In text 11, purport, the last sentence.That it said, therefore, even in the name of Lord Krishna, one should collect only what he can immediately engage in practical devotional service. Otherwise, one will fall down to the platform of ordinary greatness. So, collect what he can immediately engage. So, what does that mean?
Generally, that means, I think, for our personal use.What we can use for ourselves.
Okay.
Someone could say, I'm a monk, I'm a sannyasi, so I can go around and people will give donations, so if I just go around and get more and more and more, that I don't have any way to utilize it, But sometimes we have to save up, you know, for future projects nowadays. Also. Right?
Yes. So for our personal, so does it mean that for our personal need, we only, so that does not mean that for the project.
For project, we may have to, you know, collect more and save money, and then we have to make sure it gets used properly. Not that we say, well, I got a lot more today than usual, so I'll go out to the restaurant and enjoy it.
Okay. Yes, I understand.
Mind my talents like that.
Okay. 我问的就是这个第十一个世节这要旨当中最后一句话，就是说，即便在以 Krishna 的名义完，一个人也应该搜集他应该他可以立即用于实际的奉献服务的事物，否则话就会堕落到普通的贪婪层面。马尔说这个是指的是个人的用途，如果是为了项目的话，那么我们可以就是尽可能的搜集更多的钱财，但是一定要确保是正确的使用。
So like Rupa Goswami says, Achyahara Prayasascha, one should not eat more than required, nor collect more than required. We shouldn't be
using
bank accounts. We have to use it for something.
Rupa Goswami 就指在这个世界就说毁坏奉献服务的，就是吃的过量或收集超过身体所需。Does that mean that we shouldn't have a bank account?
We shouldn't have a big bank account. We have to utilize it. If we're saving it for some purpose, we know exactly what we're going to do with it. That's all right.But just keeping a lot of money, you know, for the sake of having money, is dangerous. Prabhupada said, buy land, you know, do something with it. But sometimes we have to save money because we want to build a temple or we want to do some project, or, you know, so one has to apply intelligence, is the point.There's no exact rule, you can't do this or you have to do that. But we have to have the basic understanding of not taking more than we need, more than we can actually use.
So, 就是人不应该就是为了存钱而存钱，而知道存钱的目的是什么。比如说我们要有了土地的话，我们应该把它用起来，比如说用来建庙啊，或者有个项目，应该有智慧的来使用这些资产，但是也不能一刀切，就是一定要做怎么样的，就是我们应当只是搜集我们所需要的，而且真正的把它用到实处。I heard that a Brahmin shouldn't have a saving a bank account. Is that true?
Generally, a Brahmana, but there are different kinds of Brahmanas.You know, when we say a brahmana, we usually mean second initiated person. So that may be someone who is a big businessman, has a big family, you know. And it's a different world now. But a brahman living by traditional brahmana, he doesn't keep anything even overnight. He lives by the mercy of the Lord. So it depends on what you mean by Brahmana.
Second initiated.
Nowadays, we say he has Brahman initiation. He's a Brahman. But he may not be acting like a traditional Brahmana who's simply a teacher who lives by charity. He may be a businessman. He may be a doctor. He may be a lawyer. He's a devotee. It's different.
Okay. Understand. Oh. 我又问的这个问题，就是说我听说这个布拉曼的婆罗门呢都应该有银行存款。其实这样子的，就是说按照传统上，就是传统的布拉曼呢，他们是靠这个教书而为生的，他们靠教书育人，而且他们不会有存款来为生，他们而且一般。他们不会存着到第二天来使用，他们完全是依靠仁慈而过活。但是现代的阿斯提迪的呢，他们可能从事的是有商业啊，或者行医啊，或者作为律师，跟传统上的职业就不一样了。
So we have, nowadays in modern age when we live in a city, you know, practically you can't live without a bank account.Nobody.
对，而现在呢，住在城市里，如果你没有存款，你就活不下去了。没有人能够那个活着。
One is a householder, not living in an ashram. They have to have money. They have to have it in the bank so they can use it for their, WeChat Pay or whatever, right? You can't live, but.It doesn't apply. These statements in the Bhagavatam, this was written thousands of years ago. We have to be practical and intelligent. That's the trick.
Okay.
Not having too much, not indulging in too much sense gratification, not just keeping so much stuff that you can never use, that we have to understand.Principle.
就是这个原则，就是说，你不要说积攒的太多了，然后呢，你就永远都用不完，那就是感官享乐了。就我们要知道这个原则，这个佛教的谈呢，它是几千年前写的，就是。跟现代的生活是，现代人住在城市里，他们都是居士，而不是居住在 ashram 里头的。如果你没有一点存钱的话，你甚至那个上网费都交不起，所以不是这种是不适用于这个实际上现代的实际生活的。所以原则是在那里的，就是说你不应该搜集太多，结果就根本就。使用不完。Okay, understand. Clear.
Okay, next.
Okay.Now, there's no question coming in.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise. Okay, well, I'm very tired, so I don't mind if we stop.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
We wait a little bit longer, it may be that... Nothing comes. All right. Thank you all very much.
好，那姑姑说她也累了。非常感谢大家的聆听。
So the whole ultimate goal of all this, not having too much, is in the Dhammadharasticam, that the devotee is praying, I don't want anything, I don't want even Vaikuntha, I don't want heavenly planet, I don't want any benediction except to remember Krishna. That's what we're aiming for. Everything that else we do, whether we have a bank account or whether we live in the jungle and eat leaves that fall off the tree, we want to make it that it's going towards Krishna. Towards full surrender to Krishna.
以及整个的目的呢，就是在达摩达尔这个消失光中，达摩达尔这个巴颂达摩达尔当中，阐明了，就是我不要天堂，也不要瓦昆塔，只要记住 Krishna。这个目的是就是说，不是说你有多，
在于
你有 ，OK。
谢谢 ，So you wrong you do it。You read the function again.
Hare Krishna. 好，我跟着金福园聆听今天晚上的讲课就到这里，非常感谢卡尔山萨米的讲课，也感谢帕扎帕德玛德达西的主持。Hare Krishna.